A winner could be determined tomorrow in the State House District 7 race. Incumbent Republican Mike Kelly has a one-vote lead over Democratic challenger Carl Castle. Tomorrow, the Division of Elections will count the only remaining ballots from the November 4th election, those sent in from outside the country. State Election Systems Manager Shelley Groden in Fairbanks says all overseas ballots mailed and received within the proper time frame have been sent to Juneau for tomorrow's count.
If their ballot was postmarked on or before Election Day and mailed from overseas, they had until November 19th for us to receive those ballots. I have been given a number of approximately 49 ballots from overseas voters that can count in the House District 7 race.
Groden says if the race is a tie, the division will conduct a recount. The losing candidate or a group of 10 registered voters can also request a recount. She says if after the recount the race remains a tie, a winner will be determined by a rare coin flip, a procedure first employed by the state 2 years ago.
It happened in 2006 in a House race after a primary election. We ended up with a tie vote. For the first time ever, the division flipped the coin to determine who would go on to the general election ballot.
In that case, Bryce Edgman won the coin toss over fellow Democrat Carl Moses. This year's close District 7 race aside, Groden says the State Election Review Board is in the process of checking the validity of every vote logged in anticipation of certifying the election by December. The results are not official until that happens.